So from verse 1 to verse 17, there's about 5 or 6 different sermons that could be given. So each year there's a different phrase that kind of percolates up and says, this is where I need you to go. And I always accept that as a gift from the Holy Spirit. I don't know if it is or not. It might be a gift from Carolyn's spirit, but that's what we're doing this morning. And what struck me was when Nicodemus comes to talk to Jesus. Nicodemus comes in the middle of the night, in the darkness, to talk to Jesus and ask all these important questions about what does it mean that you are doing all these things? Who are you? What does it mean about life? So I wanted to think about, when do we come to Jesus with the most questions? We come to Jesus with the most questions in those dark times in our lives, don't we? We want to know, Jesus, why is this happening to me? Or why is this happening to my family? Or why is this happening in the world? We ask all those why questions. And Jesus, can you take this away? Jesus, can you take that away? Jesus, explain to me why, why, why? And often we do get answers in our prayer lives, but often they're not answers we want to hear. Because sometimes it's not me. Sometimes it's wait. Sometimes it's no. Sometimes it's yes. But the reality is that darkness and evil are in the world. But in the midst of that darkness and evil, so is God and God's light. You know I love movies, right? And so every Saturday night, I pick a movie to help me understand what God wants me to say. And so I called Wes and said, Wes, what's a good Trinity movie? I don't know, Mom. I'm on the road. Okay. Leo, what's a good Trinity movie? I don't know. I'm not home. So I went scrolling through things and came across The Shack. Any of you who've read the book, because I read the book before I saw the movie. This was the first time I saw the movie. That's not a good thing to watch a movie for the first time before you preach. Anyway, The Shack is about a man who was in that dark place. He was in the darkest place he could be as his youngest child had been abducted and killed, probably raped and killed, and body never found, while he was responsible for her and her siblings on a camping trip. So he gets this letter from God to go to the shack where they found her dress and blood, and it's signed Papa. Now, remember I told the kids about being family of God? What do we call God? Do we get really formal when we speak to God? Well, his wife's name for God was Papa. And the note was signed Papa. So anyway, when he gets to the shack, the author tries to help us understand that there in his darkness was this light and beautiful place. And in the home were 3 people, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Except this author had Father be this woman he knew in his community who was African-American and loved to bake. That was the father he met. And they called her Papa. And Jesus was a Jewish man. And the Spirit was an Asian woman. But in the midst of that, it was the interplay of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that each time the man who was hurting and in that darkness needed a particular perspective. It was which perspective of the Trinity could speak to him. And that's the important thing about this God who is 3 in 1. I can't totally grasp what that means. But I do know when I call upon the Holy Spirit, because that's what I need to call upon. I do know when I want to cry in the arms of my Savior. And I do know when I need that parent figure to help me. And I've often talked about my father's hugs. My father's hugs were absolutely wonderful. There's times when I need that parental hug to remind me that I'm safe. We always know which aspect of this Trinitarian God we need. And God knows which aspect of God's self we need in those dark, dark places. But as the conversation continues, Nicodemus is having trouble about being born of the Spirit. Nicodemus is on this earthly plane with the rest of us. And, you know, Jesus says you have to be born again. Now, how many of you went visual thinking about an adult trying to be born again? I did. So, you know, how can I be born again when this isn't about our physical earthly birth? That only happens once. And our spiritual birth only happens once. But when it does happen, when we are born of the Spirit, to watch the man in the movie, the things that created the darkness around us that we couldn't see the light of Christ begin to fall away. And those don't just suddenly, and they're gone, okay? It's not a poof kind of thing. When we accept that forgiveness and reconciliation with God, we have a lifelong journey of learning to live into love and grace and be sanctified by God. It's a lifelong journey of letting go of the anger, letting go of unforgiveness, letting go of bitterness, letting go of the earthly plans we had because God's plans for us were so different. Letting go of the outcomes we wanted and receiving the grace and the outcomes we get. So we have this long journey. And Jesus is confused by Nicodemus's answers because this is a man who has studied, scriptures, who studied and knows who God is. And so he says to him, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. As Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus of the things of the heavenly kingdom, he uses a plural pronoun, we. So if you ever wonder why this passage is on Trinity Sunday, it's because Jesus incorporates, I see a Bible scholar getting ready to go check that out. Jesus incorporates into his testimony the plural pronoun of a God who is three in one. But why? Why be in this relationship with God? Because God asks us. God created us to be love, out of love. And God's in a loving relationship with God and a loving relationship with God's creation and wants that loving relationship with us. That's why verse 3:16 has been one of those important places. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. We are called to witness to this gift of relationship with God that gives us an eternal relationship with God and with one another. But Jesus doesn't end there. He continues with, indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Well, how does it get saved through him today? It gets saved through him, through us, through our choice to go into those dark places and let Jesus come in with us so that Jesus can shine the light on us and on the darkness. Get rid of the darkness so that we can be that light into the world so that others may know, almost. You had the right cue though, almost. Others may know the gift of love that is God because we have been cleansed by God's forgiving grace so that we can offer the world love and grace and forgiveness. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Brother John, we're all gathered here because we love God and love one another. And we're called to be that voice and light into the world so that the world might be saved. It is saved each time we do one thing of love, each time we do one thing of forgiveness, each time we lay down the things that put the darkness around us. So this week, may you go from darkness to light. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.